ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावहै ॐ शांति शांति शांतिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। वी आर इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 15 एंड वर्स नंबर 12 ऑनवर्ड। ब्रह्मोवाच, द डायलॉग इज गोइंग ऑन बिटवीन ब्रह्माजी एंड देवतास। ऑल देवता दे हैव कम टू ब्रह्माजी बिकॉज नोबडी इज ऑफरिंग पूजा टू देवताज। व्हाई? बिकॉज ऑफ द प्रेगनेंसी ऑफ दीति देर इज नो डिमार्केशन बिटवीन डे एंड नाइट, एवरीथिंग इज डार्क एंड ऑल आवर पूजा इज रिलेटेड टू अकॉर्डिंग टू द सनराइज, फ्रॉम सनराइज टू सनसेट। सो देर इज नो डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन डे एंड नाइट, देयर फोर पीपुल आर नॉट एबल टू ऑफर देयर पूजा, देयर फोर ऑल द देवता दे हैव कम टू ब्रह्माजी कि वॉट हैज हैपन, यू नो एवरीथिंग, यू आर प्रेजेंट इन एवरीबडी, सो प्लीज लेट अस नो। देन ब्रह्माजी स्टार्ट सेइंग, मनसा में सुता युष्मत पूर्वजा, युष्मत पूर्वजा बिफोर यू, बिफोर यू ऑल देवताज, बिफोर यू माई माइंड बॉर्न सन्स, फर्स्ट क्रिएशन, सो दे आर एल्डेस्ट, इज इट नॉट सो? सनक सनंदन सनातन एंड सनत कुमार, दे आर माई फोर एल्डेस्ट सन। मानसा में सुता युष्मत पूर्वजा सनकादय चेरु बिहाय सा, चेरु दे ट्रेवल इन स्काई and they are always 5 year old and they are digambar. Digambar means no clothes, whose clothes are direction. Dig means direction. Digambar. Pitambar, yellow cloth. Swetambar, white cloth. So they are digambars, not wearing any clothes, and they travel in sky. You might be wondering how they travel, you know, is it not so? Even Hanumanji cross ocean. So they have got this power. Vihayasa lokan lokesu bigat spriya, but they are traveling without any spriha, without any attachment, without any desire in any loka. We all travel because of our desire. I want to go to swarga. So I do requisite home and all that to go to swarga. But these people, they travel to different lokas without any attachment, without any desire. And according to some Mahatma, these 14 lokas are the material lokas, and beyond material loka is the Vaikuntha loka, spiritual loka. But in Bhagavad, it will come after a couple of verses that that place is also made of Sattaguna. So that means it is in the swarga loka. Taikata bhagavato vaikunthasya amalatmana yayu vaikuntha nilayam sarva loka namaskritam ta ekda de. All four of them ekda, once upon a time what they did. Bhagavato vaikunthasya amalatmana, they reached Vaikuntha, abode of Hari. And what was their qualification? Amala Atmana, free of any material contamination. That means pure mind, free of any vasanas. Amala Atmana. Yayu, yayu means they entered. Vaikuntha Nilayam, Nilayam, abode, abode of Lord. Sarva Loka Namaskritam, it is worshipped by all people of all lokas. Sarva lok namaskritam. Then it is said, Basanti yatra pursa sarve vaikuntha murtaya. Here all the people are of the same roop, same form. That means all people residing in Vaikuntha are chaturbhuja. Like in human, here you will find everybody has got two hands. But in Vaikuntha, everybody has got chaturbhuja. Ya nimitta nimittena dharmena radhayan harim. And without any desires or sense gratification, they are going there. We go to the swarga for sense gratification. We want sukh. I want to enjoy the sukh of swarga. Or somebody just want to go and see, let us go and see how is Switzerland, you know. It is called swarga of the poor. So some people want to go to swarga. Dekh, kaisa maja hai, dekh ke aate hain. We want sukh, for sukh people go. But they have got no sense gratification. That is not the purpose. Dharmen aradhayan harim. Dharme aradhayan. Aradhayan means aradhana. Aradhana means worshipping. Worshipping, how? Dharmena. Dharmena means by dharma. What is dharma? Values. If you have got the values, then dharma means also kartavya karma. Dharma means kartavya karma. Dharma means ahimsa paramo dharma. That is also dharma. In Manusmriti, it is given there are 10 lakshan of dharma. So there are different meaning. Dharmena. By dharma. So we can also go there. If we have got these values, then we can also go there. So the popular meaning of dharma is kartavya karma. You have to do your kartavya karma. How you have to do your kartavya karma? Aradhana. Karma yoga. Do you see? Dharmena aradhana. You have to do aradhana. You have to worship by your kartavya karma. What is meaning of worshipping by kartavya karma? See, in different ways you will find at different places the same thing is being stated again and again. So we can also reach there. What is the qualification required? That you should do your kartavya karma, make your mind purified, because this Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they are amala, without any contamination. They are pure minded. How can we purify ourselves? Dharmena aradhana. Do your dharma. As a aradhana, as a worship. Then we can also reach there. What will happen if we reach there? We will also have four hands. Chaturbhuj. We also become four-handed. Okay. Yatra chadya pumanaste bhagavan sabda gocharaha sattam vishtabhya virajam swanam no mridyan visaha. Yatra. Yatra means in Vaikuntha. Here. Cha adya. And adya means the original. Adya. Pumanaste, the original person stays here. Bhagavan, who is that original person? Bhagavan Hari. And how he can be known? Sabda gochara. You cannot see him by your eyes. You cannot grasp him by your organs of perception and action or mind. But sabda gochara, it can be known by sabda, by words. Therefore, for knowing Lord is, we need sabda praman. What is sabda praman? Vedas are sabda praman. So this Brahman or Hari is known by sabda praman, by Veda, sabda gochara. And what is his vehicle? Garuda is vehicle. His vehicle is Garuda. Garuda represents that it flies in high speed and it is treated as sabda. Why sabda? Because the sound also travels in space. So when we listen about the Lord, then that Lord, it is coming in the form of sound, is it not? So Bhagavat Katha, Leela, we are hearing by way of what? Sounds. So he enters by that and he comes into our heart. Sabda gochara. For the Gyan Marga, if you want to know him, you have to refer to Vedas, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana. But if I'm a bhakta, I don't want to study all these things. Very difficult for me. You have to become first sadhan, chatushtaya, sampanna, then you are eligible to study. I don't have these qualifications. I'm a bhakta. Okay, then you listen, sabda gochara. You listen to the Bhagavad Katha and he will enter. So through sabda, he enters your heart. Sabda gochara, sattam vishtabhya, and he is of the mode of goodness. You see, sattam has come. Satta rajastamas. Sattam vishtabhya, accepting sattva, virajam. Virajam means untainted. Raja means dhul, dust. Virajam means without any dust. That means clean. Swanam, own associate. Naha, us, mridyan, increasing sukh. Brisaha, personification of all religious principles. So what does that mean? It means the most ancient person, Narayan Bhagwan, who can be known only through Upanishad and who is righteousness personified eternally, dwells where? In Vaikuntha. He has assumed a form which is mode of sattva. Whenever Brahman, Nirgun, Nirakar has to take a form, he has to take the help of Maya. And always his forms are Sattagun Pradhan. Ishwar is always Sattagun Pradhan. And Jeev is? Jeev is Rajotamagun. And we have also Sattva. But how much Sattva we have got? Malin Sattva. That Sattva is not sufficient to know our own self. Therefore, we are all are ignorant. Why are we Ajnani? Because we have got the sattva which is not sufficient. It is called malina sattva. Unmixed with the rajas and delighting his devotees. So atindriya vishaya veda pramana. Atindriya vishaya, anything which is not known by organs of perception, mind, intellect, for that, what is the means for that knowledge? Praman. Praman means means of knowledge. Veda praman, you have to refer to Vedas. So it is beyond material world. We have not yet reached all planets in this world. Only Veda are praman for Vaikuntha. Now the Vaikuntha Varnan will come. You will not find anywhere. Nobody has come from Vaikuntha and will tell you Vaikuntha is like this. You can go to Switzerland and come back and you can explain how is the Switzerland. But from Vaikuntha, nobody comes back and tells you this is Vaikuntha is like this. So, what will the praman? Praman is Vedas. Praman is Vedas. So, material world is made of sattva, rajas, tamas, and it is said, Vaikuntha, it is suddha sattva. There is no rajas and tamas. Therefore, it was said here, sattam vishtabhya, goodness. What is there? Now, the Vaikuntha Varnan is coming. So, we have not visited, at least we can see what is there in the Vaikuntha. It is a yatra naisreyasam nama vanam kama dudai drumai sarva ritu sri bhir vibhrajat kaivalya miva murtimat. Yatra, yatra means Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, naisreyas, naisreyasam means auspicious. Namam vanam, there is a one a forest, a garden. What is its name? Naisreyasam. Kama dughai drumai. Kama dughai, it will fulfill all your desires. Drumai means trees. There are trees in that garden. That is kama dughai. Kama dughai means yielding wish. Whatever wish you have got, they will fulfill your wish. We have heard the name of Kalpatru Vriksha. Kalpatru is something like that. Kalpatru. Sarva ritu in all ritu. Sarva ritu, all ritu. Sribhir, sribhir means all the fruits and flowers will be there. All throughout all seasons, there will be fruits and flower. Vibhrajat, splendid. Kaivalyamiva, all are spiritual. Be careful. We are talking about the trees. Those trees are also spiritual. Everything in Vaikuntha is Dibya. Dibya means not made of five great elements. Anything made of five great elements will be changing, perishing, and will give you sorrow. But in Vaikuntha, there is no sorrow. Everything is spiritual, divya, whatever there is. Everything is spiritual, divya. Murtimat, that is personal. So there is a forest named Naisreyasa. That forest is full of vis-yielding trees, ever in blossom, and are laden with the fruits and flowers in every season. It seems like it has taken a shape of moksha state. And in the Jagat, how are the trees in the Jagat? They are all, as per the material energy, they give you energy, material energy. In Vaikuntha, everything is spiritual. Since everything is spiritual in Vaikuntha, so trees, birds, flowers, fruits, everything is spiritual. So there is no distinction between them, only the form is different. The same thing we say in our Vedanta also, na? Everything is Lord Himself taken a different shape here, in the different form here. Same thing there also. Everything is spiritual. What else is there? Vaimani kaha salana charitani yatra gayanti loka samala chapranani bhartu antar jale anubikasan madumad vinam gandhena khandit dhiyo apya neelam chipantah vaimani kaha. There are planes, you know. Aeroplanes there in Vaikuntha. Vaimani kaha. Salalana with wives. Mane those who are residents with their wives. Charitani activity, yatra, Vaikuntha. Yatra means Vaikuntha. Gayanti, what they do? They sing. Sing what? Loka samala chapanani burtaha. They, Gandharva. Who are singing? The Gandharva are singing. Singing the glories of Lord. Samala chapanani burtu, devoid of all inauspiciousness. There is no inauspicious thing in the Vaikuntha. Antarjale, in the waters. Anuviksan. Anuviksan means blossoming. Madhu Madhavi naam, fragrant Madhavi flower. So one flower is there whose name is Madhavi. And the beauty of that, characteristic of that flower is that there is a madhu, there is honey in that. And that honey flies in the air. We get here only fragrance, na? But there you will find the madhu also, the honey also is in the wind. Madhu Madhavi naam. Gandhena khandit. And thy fragrance disturbs you. If somebody is meditating, so it will be disturbed. The very good fragrance. And if you open your mouth, you can lick madhu also. Gandhena khandit. Dhiyo api anilam chipanta. Dhiyo means the mind. Api even anilam chipanta. Chipanta means anilam is the breeze. Chipanta means the deriding. So the total meaning of this whole will be seated in their viman, in aerial cars, with their consorts, Gandharva sing the glories of Lord of Vishnu. So what is the job there? The people, residents of the Vaikuntha Lok, they always sing the glory of Lord. That is their job. These are capable of wiping out sins of the whole world. Singing the glory of the Lord will wipe out all your sins. That we have seen many times. Very simple mathematics, science behind it. If we are thinking about the world, we are getting impurities of mind. If we are thinking about the Lord, then we get the purity of mind. So if in order to get the purity of mind, what we have to do? Think of the Lord. In Karma Yoga, what are we doing? We are thinking of the Lord. We are trying to make Lord happy in all action. Starting from the brushing of teeth and going to the sleep and everything. Every time we are trying to make Lord happy. The idea is that your mind should get the impressions of the Lord. So what should we do in the world? Go to the world, only that much which you require from the world. From the world you require only very basic things, food, clothing, shelter, that's all. and rest of the energy should be utilized in purifying mind. Even their mind is distracted by the fragrance of Madhavi flower laden with the honey and blossoming in water. They refuse to be led away by it. They are singing the glory, but they are not attracted by the fragrance of Madhavi flowers. They are reluctant to exchange the joy of singing them for the other joy. Other joy is fragrance, but they are not interested in fragrance. They are interested in the joy of singing, even though it may be equally divine. So inhabitants of the spiritual world, Vaikunth, travel by plane with wife. We have got a wrong notion that in other lokas, the people are not with wives. So there they are also with wives. Breeze carry fragrance of the flowers. Breeze also carry the honey of the flower. Residents are so engrossed in serving Lord that they don't want to be disturbed by the fragrant breeze. They don't want that business. They sing glory of Lord. Serving and singing glory of the Lord is more important for them than to enjoy the sense gratification. Singing Lord gives transcendental pleasure. The difference between the singing the glory of the Lord and smelling the fragrance. Sense gratification is counted insignificant. So if you compare the joy of singing of Lord's glory and the fragrance, sense gratification, so that is the singing of glory will give you more, better result. Who else are there? Paravatanya Brit Saras Chakrabakah Datyo Hans Sukatitir Barhina Yah Kolahalo Biramate Achiramatra Muchai Bringadipe Harikathamiva Gayamane Paravat pigeons. Pigeons are there. Anyabrit means cuckoo bird. Anyabrit. Saras, crane. Chakrabak is another bird. Datyuh is gallinule. Hans, swan. Suk, parrot. Have you seen parrot? If you have not seen parrot, there is one sitting there. Outside there is one parrot. Suk. Titir, partridge. Barhina, what is barhina? Peacock, more, barhina. Yeah, which? Kolahal means tumult. When they all start singing or talking, the tumult sound. Early morning you will find. Here you don't find otherwise. In India you will find a lot of birds. Biramate, they stop. Achirmatra, temporarily. They all stop talking when Uchai Bhringadipe Harikatham Iva Gayamane, when Uchai Bhringadipe, the king of bumblebee, then when bumblebee starts in Uchaswar, in high tone, starts singing, then as if that bee is also singing the glory of the Lord, then all the birds they stop. They are also listening the as if Harikatha from the bumblebee. Thus, when the hovering bee makes its loud hums in high pitch, as if it were singing the glory of God, the chirping of the numerous birds, the pigeon, cuckoo, crane, chakravak, chatak, swan, parrot, peacock, partridge, stop for a while, as if they were all attending to the bee's devotional hymns. When early morning we get up, we hear the chirping of the birds, we don't feel that they are also singing the Lord's glories. Once there was a father in a church doing his service, and outside all the frogs were doing croaking. And this father was not able to do his service. So he opened the window and said, stop! all the frogs stopped. Then he started doing his service. Then a thought came to his mind. The Lord put that thought. Do you think you alone are singing the glory of the Lord? They are also singing my glory. Why did you stop them? The father again went to, no, start. They again started singing the glory. So we think they are croaking, but they are also singing the glory of Lord. This verse reveals the nature of Vaikunth. Bird, human, plants, and are highly evolved spiritually. Don't think that ordinary birds will go and sing there. They are also highly evolved. Thus, there is no difference among them. In Vaikunth, there is no sense gratification. They all enjoy singing of glories of Lord by bees. Their devotion starts with hearing and chanting glories of Lord. Now, what are the flowers there? It is said, Mandara kunda kurubot pala champakarna punnaga naga bakulam mambuja parijata gandher chite tulchika bharena tasya yasmin tapa sumanaso bahumanayanti mandar. The name of the flowers. Mandar, kunda, kurva, utpal, champak, arna, punnaga, naga, bakulam, ambuja, pari jata hai, gandhe, gandha means fragrance, archite, archite means worshipped, being worshipped, tulchika abharena, tulchika abharena, garland of tulsi, tulsi, abharen, abharen means made a garland, tasya of her, yasmin tapa, yasmin means in Vaikunth, tapaha, tapa means as if tulsi has done more tapa, so tulsi is the best among all flowers. That is what the comparison is being said here. Sumanaso, good-minded, bahu, very much, manayanti, glorified. Tulsi is very much glorified in Vaikunth. Why? Because Lord wears that tulsi mala. So other flowers, they are talking among themselves and they say that tulsi has done more tapas, you know. They are not envying. But they are saying that tulsi has done more tapas. Seeing that Lord adorns his person with garlands, etc., made of tulsi and also holds its fragrance in great esteem, the flowers of Mandar, Kunda, Kurbak, Utpal is the lotus blossom at night, Champak, Arn, Punnag, Nagakesar, Vakul, Ambuj. Ambuj is that lotus which blossoms in day. So one is at the night, another is at day. Parijat, though all fragrant, recognize that Tulsi did greater tap in her previous existence than any of them. So importance of Tulsi is stated in this verse. Devotees, what we do? We keep a Tulsi plant in our house, we give water, and we sometimes take. We normally don't take. We should take the Tulsi leaf and offer it to Lord. That is the purpose. All flowers in spiritual world have no envy with each other, no enmity. They all recognize supremacy of Tulsi. Perhaps Tulsi did more tapas. Verse 20. Yat sankulam haripadanati matra drishtahi vaidurya markat hemamai bimanehi येषां बृहत् कटितटः स्मित सोऽभि मुख्यै कृष्णात्मना न रज आदधूरु यस्मयाद्यै यत् यत् मीन्स वैकुंठ संकुलम इट परवेडेड हरिपद हरिपद लोटस फीट ऑफ हरि आनति आनति मीन्स वर्शिपिंग मात्र मात्र मीन्स सिंपल दृष्टै दृष्टै मीन्स ऑब्टेन्ड Vaidurya means lapis lazuli. Markat, emerald. Hemamai bimane, the biman are made of gold, you know. Hemamai, all the bimans are made of gold. And studded with emerald and lapis lazuli. Yesam, and who are the passengers there? Yesam, brihat kati tata, large hips, smith, smiling. so bhi mukhyai beautiful faces. Krishna Atmana, but their Atman, their mind is always in Krishna. That is the beauty. Krishna. Na Raja. Na Raja means there is no kaam vasana in them. Both in male and female, there is no kaam vasana. Na Raja. Adadhu. Adadhu means stimulate. Utsam Addei. By intimate friendly dealing. The male and females have got a friendly dealings also. But their mind is so absorbed in Lord Krishna that there is no kaam vasana at all. Normally we say, jaha Ram, vaha kaam nahi. Jaha kaam, vaha Ram nahi. Similarly, their mind is fully absorbed in Lord. So they have got no other abstraction. So that Vishnu Lok is crowded with Viman made of Vaidurya, Panna and gold. Not this aluminium and steel body. Everything gold there. Which can be attained by bandana, by worshipping. Here if you have to own it, you have to pay price, na? There the price is only you worship, that's all. If you worship Lord, if you reach Vaikunth, you will be given Viman. Samjha? If we go there by counter, the Viman will be automatically given without any, there is no money transaction. You don't have to buy. At the lotus feet of Sri, so no karma, not by karma yoga, jnana yoga, vairagya or tapas, you have to do only bandana. By bandana you can get it. Those who occupy this Viman, their mind is immersed in Sri Krishna Vishnu. Because continuously they are thinking about the Lord only. They were insensitive to the exquisite charms of the large number of beauties present there. The people are not interested in any other thing, no sense gratification. So in material world, if one wants to enjoy material prosperity, he has to work hard. If you want a good house, good car, so we have to work hard, earn money, then only you can buy. But there, first we enter it, and only one job. Worship Lord, sing the glory of Lord, nothing else. Everything will be taken care of. In spiritual world, you get all by the grace of Lord. No hard work needed. In material world also, Bhakta appears to be poor, but he enjoys better soup. In this material world also, you'll find many devotees, very poor, but their quality of happiness is definitely much, much better because their mind is always absorbed in the Lord. In Vaikunth, there are beautiful women. Men and women are so engrossed in the joy of Lord by serving Lord that they are not interested in lower type of pleasures. So there is no sense pleasure there. Now the description of Lakshmi ji is coming. Verse number 20. Sri Rupni Kanvati Charnarvindam Leelambujena Harisadmani Mukta Dosa Sanlakshate Spati Kudya Upeta Himni Sammarjativa Yadunugrihanya Yatnaha Sri Rupni Lakshmi Ji. Rupni, assuming a beauty form. Sri Rupni. Kwanayati means twinkling. She have got some paijeb in the legs. So that paijeb, that, what do you call that thing? One anklet type of things which you wear in the feet here? Pile? What is the English word for that? Anklet. Anklet, na? So Lakshmi ji is wearing anklet and that is making a twinkling sound. Kunayati Charnarvindam, lotus feet, and Leela Ambujena. Ambuj means lotus. Leela, she is playing with a lotus. So in one hand there is a lotus and he's playing with lotus. Harisadmani. Harisadmani means in the house of Hari. Mukta dosa and free of all fault. What is the dosa of Lakshmi? Chanchala. That is the dosa. But here, mukta dosa. She is not chanchal there. Chanchal means a rich can become a poor. Or a poor can become rich. But there, Lakshmi is not chanchala. It is sthir there. Mukta dosa. Sanlakshate and visible. Sanlakshate. Spatik means clear. crystal clear. Kudya means wall. It is seen on the wall. Upetahemni, on the wall, it is all the walls are made of marble. And in between somewhere, the gold is inlaid there in the wall. Like when you go to Taj Mahal, you will see in the marble they have inlaid a lot of, what you call it, Meena work, something like they put a different color. And similarly there, everything is embedded, some gold. Or in the Mysore Palace, if you go, you will find in the walls, you will find that it is a gold thing painted, something like that. So there also you will find like that. Upet hemni, hemni means gold. Sammarjatibe, appearing like sweeping. Yad anugrahena, to receive her favor. Anya, others, yatna. They are very much careful. To receive the grace of Lakshmi, others are very, very careful. Everybody wants Lakshmi, including Brahmaji. But their Lakshmiji is different. So when Lakshmiji is walking there, the marble walls, they are so highly polished that the reflection is there. When she is moving, it seems that she is sweeping that wall. That is what it is. Sammarjati, appearing like a sweeper. So Lakshmiji is a sweeper. Appearing like a sweeper. So as if that when she is moving, the reflection also moves on the wall, and it is a poetic expression that as if she is sweeping there is no dust there, no sweeping is required. But as if it seems that she is doing that. So Sri Lakshmi, who is possessed of a most lovely form, whose favor is sought after by others, Brahma and others, everybody wants, we also want Lakshmi, is it not so? Everybody wants, lives in the abode of Sri Hari, free of chanchalta, capriciousness, no chanchalta. Lakshmi is chanchala in material form, but there she is not chanchal. Sri Lakshmi moving about in that palace with the anklets in her feet making a tinkling sound and with a lotus flower held in hand as a plaything. She is seen reflected in the crystal walls of that palace, inlaid with the gold here and there, as if engaged in dusting the house. Although really speaking, the abode of the Lord is ever free of dust. Now, Brahma Sangita says, Lakshmi Sahasrasat Sambhram Sevyamanam. There are millions of Lakshmi there. Not one Lakshmi. Millions of Lakshmi residing in Vaikunth serve Lord. Their population is also good there, no? They are not wives of Narayan. All Lakshmi are not the wives of Narayan. They are wives of devotees. They are wives of the Bhakta who serve Lord. In Vaikuntha, houses are made of marble. There is no dust. Still, all Lakshmi clear it to get the grace of Lord. Lakshmi is chanchala, but nischal in Vaikuntha. In material world, all want Lakshmi, including Brahmaji, for happiness. So this is the description of Lakshmiji in Vaikuntha. Now, Lakshmiji is worshipping Lord. So how is she looking? That is in the next verse, it is said.
Bapisu vidrum tatasva malam ritapsu presyan vitan ijabane tulsi virisan abhyarchati swakalunna samichya vakram Ucchesitam Bhagavate Matangam Yasrihi Bapisu.
Bapisu in pond. So there are ponds also. Bidrum. Bidrum is made of coral. Tat. Tat means bank. So the banks of that pond is made of crystal.
So amala. Amala means transparent. Amritapsu, it's like nectar. Apsu means water.
The water is like nectar in that pond.
Presyanvita. Presyanvita surrounded by maid.
So Lakshmi is surrounded by maids there.
Nijbane, own garden. Tulsi Bharisam, all Tulsi. And Isam means the Supreme Lord. Tulsi Bharisam, Abhyarchati, worship. Swakalam. Swakalam means sukalam. Sualkam. Sualkam is with the alkan, and she had put a tilak on that. Sualkam. Unnasam. Unnas, nas means nose. Unnas means a raised nose. So she has got a beautiful nose. So one who has got a beautiful raised nose, not actually like Chinese type of thing. Unnasam. And each vakram, each means seeing, vakram means face. Ucchesitam, being kissed. By whom? Bhagavate, by Lord. Iti amat anga. Amat means the thought. Anga means God. Yachri, whose beauty. So Lakshmi is there, worshipping near the pond. She is seeing her own reflection. She is seeing her beautiful nose. She is seeing the tilak also. That description is given here. So on the banks of the coral-bedded lakes with sparkling and cool water, Sri Devi, while worshipping Lord with tulsi leaves, finds a reflection of her own face with high nose, curly locks, and realizes that it is the kiss of the Lord that has imparted all this beauty to her face. She is thinking. She is thinking she is the most beautiful. And how she has become beautiful? Because Lord has kissed. Therefore she is beautiful. So Lakshmi feels more beautiful when she is worshipping Lord with Tulsi. She sees her reflection and realizes it. Yan vrajanta agamido rachananuvadaha srinavanti yenya visayaha kukatham atigni yastu srutah hatabhaigai nri bhi attasaraha स्तान स्तान चिपन्ति शरणेषु तमसु हन्तः यन्न यत् न यत् मीन्स वैकुंठ न मीन्स नेवर व्रजन्ति मीन्स अप्रोच अदविदो अदविदो द रिमूवर ऑफ सिन रचनानुवाद रचना मीन्स क्रिएशन अनुवाद मीन्स दैट नरेशन ऑफ दैट क्रिएशन श्रृणवन्ति श्रृणवन्ति मीन्स हियर ये अन्य विषया दोज अदर ऑब्जेक्ट्स Kukatha, by bad words. Matigni, killing intelligence. Yastu, that which. Shruta, Shruta means heard. Hatbhagai, unfortunate. Nribhi, Nribhi means nara, humans. Attasara, Atta means taken away. Sar means value of life. Those who listen to bad things, their life is taken away. Tan, tan, such persons. Chipanti, chipanti means thrown. Sarnesu, asarnesu, arnesu means saran means shelter, asaran means devoid of shelter, asarnesu, tama, tama means in the dark, they are thrown into a dark place, hanta, hanta means alas, so they are thrown into dark area. Who are these people? Those who avoid hearing about the activities and excellences of the Lord. That destroys sin and purify mind. So if you hear the glories of Lord, that will purify your mind. But if you don't hear, that means your mind is impure. But in place of it, are interested in other matters, vulgar and polluting mind. So instead of listening to Bhagavad Katha, they are interested in Sansar Katha, simple Katha. Destructive of one's mind's one's mind of higher susceptibilities, such person get no access to that region of Hari. So those who are interested in OIT, they will never get the region of Hari. Simple. Alas, these evil tendencies acquired drive them helpless to the region of darkness. They go to the region of darkness. Darkness means ignorance. Ignorance means they are in the cycle of birth and death. So fortunate are those who listen and discuss about Vaikuntha or listen to the Bhagavad Katha. People are more interested in conference, meeting, seminar, discussing worldly problems. Not interested in Bhagavad Katha. If they are interested in Vaikuntha and listen, then they go back home. Otherwise, they will rot in the material world.
So if we listen to Bhagavad Katha, what will happen? He will come and recite. And when he comes and recite, what he will do? He will remove all the impurities. He will remove all the impurities. If we don't listen, what will happen? The impurity remains. And because of that impurity, what is that impurity in our Bhima chat? Vasana. Because of the vasana, we will go into the cycle of janma, continuously janma. And going to continuous janma is the going to tama. Tama means andhatama. In Isavasu Upanishad also it is said like that. Those who do not do the jnana, do not take the path of knowledge and the path of action, they go to andhatama loka. That means the sphere of darkness. You have continuously. And we have seen many, many times, you can purify your mind only in, it will come. It is said here, devatas are also willing to come to this loka for getting the knowledge for purification. Because there they cannot purify mind. Purification will happen only in human form, in no other form. It is going to come. Next, 24.
Ye abhartitam api cha no nirgatim prapanna jnanam cha tatta visam sadharma yatra naradhanam bhagavato vitaryanta musya sammohita vitataya bata mayayati. Ye means those person. Abhartita means desired. Api, certainly. Cha na means by us. Nirgatim, human form. Prapanna, having attained a human form, jnanam cha tatta visham sa dharma yatra, jnanam, the knowledge, cha tatta visham, matter about the truth, sa dharma, along with the religious thing which we are supposed to do, yatra, na aradhanam, and you are not doing the aradhana. It has come now, in this verse it has come. After getting the human form also, if you don't do this thing, bhagavato biranta, bhagavata means the Lord, Biranti, perform, amusya, amusmas, Lord, sammohita. Why you are not doing? Deluded. Being deluded by sammohita. Vitataya. Vitataya means all pervading. But alas, why you are deluded? Mayaya. You are deluded by Maya. Who? They. Those who are deluded by Maya and don't listen to Bhagavad Katha, don't study the scripture, they say, they are definitely doing something very, very wrong. Those who do not offer worship to the Lord even after attaining human birth, which is solicited even by Devata. Even Brahma Ji is saying, us means Brahma and other Devata. The talk is going on between Brahma and Devata. Devata has approached Brahma Ji. Why? Because the darkness is spreading. Why darkness is spreading? Because of the pregnancy of Diti. So the dialogue is going on between Brahmaji and Devata. So Brahmaji is saying that all of us, we solicit even that. Where can we acquire the knowledge of truth as well as punya? You cannot acquire knowledge in Devarupa. In Swarga you will not get knowledge. And punya also. They are deluded by his maya, which is projected everywhere. So Brahmaji condemns people not taking interest in Vaikuntha and Bhagavad Katha. It's a talk is going on between Brahma and Brahmaji saying. So Brahma is criticizing this. Devata wants human form for liberation. We even after getting this form, we neglect spirituality. Do we not? We are more interested in worldly things. In human form, we can cross Sansar Sagar with the help of Guru and Shastra. If we miss this chance, it is committing suicide. Committing suicide means not physically suicide. You lost the chance. Next chance, when it will come, you don't know. So what is the qualification needed for this? Is said in verse number 25. Yachya pradyanta nimisham risavan ubritya dureyema yuparina spriniya sila vartumit susasah kathanuraga vaiklabya vaspakalaya pulikritangaha yachya yatcha yat means vaikuntha cha means and brajanti brajanti go Anamisha means the devatas. Rishabha means the chief. Anubritya, following the steps. Dure yama, killing at distance. Dure yama means the principle. Upari, above. Nah, us. Spranahiya sila, to be desired. Sila means with the good qualities. Bhartu means the Lord. Mitha means for one another. Su yasasa, glories. Kathanuraga, katha means discourse, anurag means attraction. Vaiklabya means scarcity. Vaspakalaya means in the, tears would come in the eyes. Pulakikritanga and the shivering, horripilation in the body. So the horripilation in the body and the tears would come, then your bhakti will be mature. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say that once listening to the Lord's name once, only once, if you listen to the Lord's name once, if the tears start flowing and the horripilation happens, know you are very close to Lord. So these are the signs. The same thing is written here. Vaspakalaya means the tears in the eyes. And pulikitakritanga means the horripilations. So to this exquisite place go the bhakta of Supreme Being. They are pure and immortal ones who have overcome the sway of Yamaraj, God of Death. So they have gone beyond the death also and attained a state higher than mine. What is the state higher than Brahmalok? It is said Vaikuntha Lok. Who stays in Brahmalok? Brahmaji. Brahmaji is saying that those who reside in the Vaikuntha Lok, they have gone a state beyond even mine. Because they are immortal. Residents of the Vaikuntha are immortal. Brahmaji is mortal. Brahmaji's life is limited in time. So therefore Brahmaji is saying that those people have gone beyond me. The devotees can go beyond. Their eyes stream with the tears and their bodies are covered with the horripilations owing to the overpowering emotions that well up in them as they converse among themselves about the deeds and excellence of the Lord. Ek kaam. So whenever the bhakta they assemble, they talk about the Lord only. So one can enter Vaikuntha if you have got special qualities. What are these special qualities? We'll discuss in our next class, but just as a reference, I will tell you. In Bhagavad Gita, we have got 26 qualities. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are 26 qualities. In Canto 5, again, there are some qualities given. In Canto 3, where Kapil Upadesh is going to come, again, the Bhakta qualities given. So we will take these references because I will not be able to complete all the four references now. So we will take up these references. What is the quality of bhakta? That quality we should try to imbibe in our personality. That will make us eligible for entry into, that is visha, for entry into Vaikuntha. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate
ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरु